Running along the west branch of the Feather River, the Miocene Canal evolved from a log flume to a small-scale hydroelectric power system. It also delivered water to farmers. Seepage through its unlined bottom helped replenish the aquifer. With the metal supports and fiberglass half-pipes left in tatters by the campfire, Pacific Gas and Electric Company notified federal regulators it planned to abandon rather than rebuild the facility due to costs. Downstream beneficiaries, growers, and a protected wetland built as mitigation for a highway project lost their water. Officials sought solutions. Most involved reactivating the remaining parts of the canal with water from Lake Oroville. Paul Gosselin, director of Butte County's Water and Resource Conservation Department, said ideas put forward by a panel over the summer seemed to have fallen on deaf ears.
PG&E had not responded to his recommendation or any of the other recommendations that we and the Miocene work group came up with, which was very disconcerting. They didn't make the last meeting we had, so we took that, and I notified them that I took that as they were really not negotiating or wanting to work in good faith.
Gosselin is expected to deliver a status report before the County Water Commission Wednesday. He said he won't have much to report. In recent years, PG&E has started the process of abandoning several small-scale hydropower projects, including the nearby Centerville Flume and in Mendocino and Shasta counties. Gosselin speculated that a change in classification by state energy regulators, no longer allowing small-scale hydro to be counted as renewable energy, may have played a role in the company's decision. Mark Albert, North State Public Radio News.